The maximum we come from. Is not comedy to music. Uh-huh. What's music to comedy? So we give them the remedy. Crazy is one time for the bass. All right.
Welcome to the Voice North Flyers podcast.
Yo, Ken. The maximum we come from. Is not comedy to music. Uh-huh. What's music to comedy? So we give them the remedy. Crazy is one time for the bass. All right, fuck in the. And Nesta use the beat on the desk and note. A new singer, the pop the best in the game. On the stage, I'm keeping the flame. Use the time with me on a chain. We used to make love nice in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell the music run in me vein. Yesterday and tomorrow, I get it in. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage and making me name. Use the jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the party since in our right now. Still in the game, I'm still in the. One more time for the bass when we sing, sir. Back in the day, we used to live Charlotte Street. Just learn to walk and speak. Me woulda grab a bucket, two stick and melt in and gone in the yard and beat. Miss Paul used to suck up your teeth. We didn't kick as the music sweet. You could hear me little voice in Regent Street, but I'm still in the game. On the stage, I'm keeping the flame. Use the time with Leon and Shane. We used to make love nice in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell the music run in me vein. Yesterday and tomorrow again. We used to drive the neighbors insane.
All right. Sorry about that. Seems that we had some mic issues earlier. Good night and welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast. This is your host, Joel Frank. It is Friday, August 16th. It's our 1 month anniversary. Tonight's show is titled Hand Wash Hand, Make Hand Clean. We're discussing the age-old topic of chores. As siblings, we fought over who do what chore. And as we transition to romantic relationships, both married and unmarried couples still seem to hotly contest who will be handling what chores. But before we get into that, Jalicia, one of our frequent contributors, sent in a voice note Wednesday during the show, which I skipped over. I'll let you hear that voice note now, and then we'll get into things.
Yeah, so me, right? So I say, okay, I married with somebody else, which is not a child father. To me, number one, like sharing, none of them. Any schooling, I gotta do the schooling. Well, there are a lot of things, man. Yeah, even if you schooling, I have to be present there for the schooling. Meanwhile, anything, concerning the child children, me first. You got me? You don't give this child nothing without consulting me first. And these kind of things.
So I asked Jalicia, what about if he's making breakfast for the children or for the family? To which she responded.
He making breakfast? Well, then he making breakfast for all of us. Not the child alone. He could make breakfast for the child, but if you're making breakfast, you're making breakfast for everybody.
Alright, so back to tonight's topic. While you may have to hotly contest who will be doing what chores, the one thing you won't have to contest are the prices of Diamond Optical. Their summer sale is still on, with 20% off all frames for students and teachers, contact lens giveaway, free strings for students, and 6 months credits with lifetime service. Check them out today on the third floor of the City Mall, or call 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. As a child growing up, I could clearly see that I'd be doing most of the chores. After all, I was and still am my mother's only child. Except for the August holidays. Yes, I'm old enough to remember when we in Guyana still referred to it as the August holidays and not summer. After all, we only have two seasons in Guyana, wet and dry. Anyways, so the August holidays when my little cousin would come and stay with us, and we'd split the chores down the middle. Oh, and that one time I spent a year on the West Coast with my grandmother and sisters from my father's side. I could ramble on nostalgically all night, but that might bore you and defeat the purpose of this program in one strike. I have some voice notes and messages in here from contributors. So I let you hear those, then get back to my nostalgia and play some more as they come in. After the half hour mark, I let you hear my take on the topic, after which I'll maybe sprinkle a little bit more nostalgia and definitely let you hear any more voice notes and messages that come in.
Jesus, no one criticize you. Try seal them out with two crazy glue. They call your name from Jartong to Linden. I never talk about the good things you do. I'm just speaking my mind, have no time for play. They even tell people crazy is gay. Where you is the one who come out the class that I just use wardrobe every day. You can't pull me down. I come in free, have some fun. I never intend to bust through. God can't pull me down. I drink full shot already and my chest is beginning to bust. Can't pull me down.
So here's our first voice note contribution in.
Good evening, listeners. Since we're on the topic of chores tonight, I would like to give my views on it. Now, nowadays, we know that everyone works. It used to be that the man used to bring home the bacon while the woman stays at home and does all the chores. But nowadays, women work just as much as men do. And some even more than men. So in terms of who does chores and who's responsible for what, I think, in my opinion, it should be shared. When we have couples, like in a marriage, that both parties are working, then the chores should be equally shared. And we decide fairly who does what. So at the end of the day, all the chores are completed. Now, my list of chores is basically laundry, dishes. Your list of chores is basically cleaning the house, ensuring that the rooms are clean and tidy, and so forth. So basically, in my opinion, I think it should be shared. No one should be, or it shouldn't be that a woman has to work and then has to come home and clean the house and cook the food. Everything should be shared. We work just as hard and we deserve to get at least some help. That's just my view.
I just free all my demons, celebrate life, I blow big knee.
Okay, so in your opinion, are there any chores that should be dedicated to the man specifically, and any chores that should be dedicated to the woman?
Divorce my wife, I go into the rum shop, I got to rejoice. Take me friend them advice, I just want live me life, no stress, just free. I don't give a damn but plenty money. And all who said that they don't like me, father, say so you must love your enemy, you can't pull me down. I come in, we have some fun, I never intend to bust through, cause you can't pull me.
I will be going a little past the 1 hour mark this evening because we had some mic difficulties in the first 4 minutes of the podcast. So bear with me. Let's enjoy the show.
Could have never, ever, 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 can't pull me down, never.
While she responds to that voice note message, or while we're waiting for her to respond, let me play for you another voice note message that came in as response to the topic.
Matter with it, they can't pull me down.
Okay, truth be told, it's never ironed out. Neither side is ever happy. Yeah, 'cause there's no realistic way to make chores 50-50. And often, neither side wants to do the chores that they both consider nasty. Like taking out the trash or, doing a compost pile or, any multitude of other things that are, considered unpleasant. So there's no easy resolution on that, and people are not real good about compromising about on these issues. For example, if he don't want to do the trash and, is willing to be mowing the lawn, or he's willing to do the trash and he don't want to do the lawn and wants her to do the lawn, is she going to step up and mow the lawn if he's willing to do the trash? Dollars will get you donuts? No, because most women, not all, but most, don't necessarily want to do the outside stuff if he's willing to do the inside stuff. They want him to do outside and inside stuff. Yeah, and where kids are concerned, yep, I get that, he probably should be a little more invested in that. But there's a lot of mundane crap that they just, neither party wants to compromise on.
Okay, so that voice note response came in from Domino, from Dom. Dom says also in some message responses, Bobby doesn't like paying bills or doing or dealing with much website interactions. I treated that for not doing gardening. He likes gardening, so it works out. And I don't mind dealing with bill paying or calling to resolve problems. Win-win. I empty the inside trash cans into one big bag. Excuse me a second here. I empty the inside trash cans into one big bag, and when he leaves for work, he drops it off at the curb. It's a split chore then. I does the vacuums, we do it together. I think this is an excellent way of approaching the chores idea in relationships. So I think the previous contributor has just responded via voice note message. So let me check that out and I will air it for you shortly.
You better pack up and leave, girl, because you're being deceived, girl. My girl, it's time you must go. He got you in the background, girl. Make you a clown, girl. You better listen to me flow. My girl, you like a soundtrack, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thing to you, he have alone.
In my opinion, I don't think that there should be any specific chores that are dedicated to the man or dedicated to the woman. A chore is a chore, whether it's down to washing, cleaning, cooking. I think we all have the skills to do all of those chores, whether you're a man or a woman. So again, I stick to my view on it should be shared. It should be shared equally. If it is that today I have to cook, then tomorrow you cook. Or if it is today I have to do laundry, then tomorrow you do laundry. Or today I have to sweep and wipe, vacuum, whatever it is, tomorrow you can do it. So it shouldn't be any specific, like, you do this because you're a man, or I do this because I'm a woman. That's just my view.
So what about things like bringing in the gas bottle? Is that a chore that you feel should be shared between the female and the male?
We have a voice note message, not a voice note, but a message response in from Jade. Jade says, in many relationships, household chores for women is assumed, whereas men believe that taking care of their home is optional. When they do something, they see it as helping out their wife's girlfriend and being a good husband, but don't regard it as their actual responsibility. I think couples should work together as a team. There should be no my work or your work. It's our home, so it's our work. Okay, Jade, thank you for coming through with that message response. And I agree with sharing. I tend to agree with the sharing of chores. But do you think that there are any chores specifically that the male should do? Like probably lifting a gas bottle or moving around the furniture or things like that? You know, the heavy lifting stuff, probably if you guys got trees in the yard to chop down, you know, home repairs, stuff like that. When you're calling the phone, the man of you like a wallpaper, he have you like a squeeze. You're looking for horn, let me play that for you. In Guyanese terms, you're getting up low. You're facing the sun and reflecting you. You never sit down and think why he call you shadow. He tell you no. Okay, so our first contributor is back in with another voice note message response. Let's hear what she has to say.
In my views, I think even things like bringing in the gas bottle or fetching in the water bottles, the heavy things, I think, yes, it should be shared because obviously as a woman, I do it as well. I think this view in terms of women can't lift heavy things or they're not strong enough is one that is long outlived. It shouldn't be that way. I mean, women can do just as much or the same as men. So yes, we can lift heavy bottles. We can lift heavy things. We can do almost everything. Unless you're trying to pretend to be very fragile, which sometimes is the case, but not always. Some chucky play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, they state in facts. The man have you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You must see my take you, he have a loan. Papa is showing up when you're calling the phone. The man have you like a wallpaper. All right,
okay. Thank you very much for your contributions this evening.
Look after drink and food. Take a wine. Go take a wine on the road. No lime on the road. No crime on the road. All of the bands them shine on the road. For the day that the band is time for the road. Wine on the road. Take a wine.
I do not remember having much, if any, debate about chores and relationships I've had. Our problems were mostly small ones. About me not refilling the water in the fridge after I drank it out. Maybe I was blessed mostly to have married and dated women who are comfortable doing most of the chores in the house, except for the heavy lifting. And even to that, there was this one woman who would rearrange the entire house while I was at work. I'd get home and the entire layout of the living room and bedroom would be changed. Which isn't to say I was a slouch. I helped out in the home and even in the kitchen, did the heavy lifting and the outdoor work. I even did things I hate. Not because I had to, but because I was in a relationship and in love. I did these things like, accompanying my spouse or significant other to the market. And if you know me, you know that going out in public is one of the things that I do not like. It's not that I'm self-conscious, I just don't like having to deal with crowds of people. It should be noted though that a lot of couples, a lot of people in relationships rather, or there are people in relationships, let me be politically correct and precise here, that would laze, for lack of a better word. Some people I've known of, women who would have gotten married or moved into a home and decide, you know what, I have reached my ultimate goal. I am in the home. I don't have to do anything. Now, I think that is a very flawed way of looking at things. While no man probably expects you to do everything, no man really wants a woman that is doing nothing. I mean, you got to be bringing something to the table. If you're working, that's cool. But still, you're not entitled to go to work, and this goes for both men and women, to go to work and come home and do absolutely nothing. If it's a case where one party works and the other party doesn't, which is rare these days, one could be excused for coming home and not having much to do in the first place because the other party would have been home all day. There are a select few examples of stay-at-home husbands or dads, and of course, there are examples of stay-at-home wives or moms. Now, in those cases, it's fair to, I think it's fair to expect that when you get home, things are in order, because one spouse is out getting the bread or bringing in the bacon, and the other is home. Now, while you're home, you don't have a lot to do. I mean, you could get up, and in a matter of hours, cook, clean, and everything is done, and still have time to go out with your girlfriends or hang with the boys or go on Lime or whatever it is that you want to do. So there are some, you know, some exceptions to the rules out there.
There's only one Quincy. Not my ability. Not even lyrically. Check the second verse carefully. Check my style at Quincy is flow. Check the places Quincy is go. And every time I touch one this day, the people jump in, they shouting out more. The mouth fly like them carrying crew. It's my place apocalypto, yeah. And every time I touch upon the show, bro, down the stage, murder, nice calypso. Hey, I don't fear them, I don't hear them. I touch so come and knock and scare them. And if you feel the badder than me, download them, boy, song, take mine and compare them. You could.
While you may have to hotly contest who will be doing what chores, the one thing you won't have to contest are the prices of Diamond Optical. Their summer sale is still on with 20% off all frames for students and teachers. Contact lens giveaway, free strings for students, and 6 months credits with lifetime service. Check them out today on the third floor of City Mall or call 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision.
The military captivate them soul academically because your rhyme done dead in the cemetery. Don't pollute the system, it's chemically. I am a lyrical general, generally crucify these artists biblically. But who send you send them send for me? Me send me ballad and your family, your friend them. Me can send in the jet and defend them because me got more lyrics on my book and on my pocket.
Okay, we have another message response in here from Jade. She says, cutting of trees or rearranging of furniture, or even lifting a gas bottle should not be dependent upon the man. I think a woman should be capable of doing that. All right, so we got some strong women out here today, this evening. It's good to know. Thank you very much for your contribution, Jared, once again.
I'm getting weary, top house, I put the ace off the quiz one time.
brutal tracks. You ready? Things change, eh?
Can you believe that the Voice Note Files has been on for months? It's been a nice ride. I gotta say thank you to everyone that has come in as contributors and regular listeners, and those of you who encouraged me when I had the idea on WhatsApp, and those of you who still encourage me to today. Thank you very much for your inputs and your efforts. And I'm looking forward to keeping the Voice Note Files online for a very long time. Let's see where this journey takes us.
Was one people, one nation, under one flag, that you know we bleed.
That's true.
Now everybody turn spectator, nobody wanna shake their guns. No so come on, knock on agenda, and they steal from don't on a trance. Any nation without a culture is a nation without no luck. We got no costume, no float, no parade, and a thousand big party. Chuck the while you hold and wine, took and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine, everybody wine. Let me see you wine, while you broke off your back, while you go break your spine. No, hold and wine, took and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine, everybody wine. Let me see you wine, while you broke off your back, while you go break your spine.
Well, imagine inside me carnival and they're playing dancehall today. It's like no old soaker, few Guyanese and the organizers don't care. It's everybody on the side like cricket. They should all get parking ticket. And the music, I can't even take it. You want the rowdy writers, make it. Boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang. That is the song. My girl rock it, roll and rock it, everything rock it.
These ladies have me thinking about rethinking my opinion on the topic, but I stand with my opinion, which you'll hear in about 4 minutes' time, give or take.
Yes, I remember them days.
Remember them days.
Now while you hold on wine, took on wine, dip on wine, sip some wine, everybody wine. Let me see you wine, while you broke off your back, while you go break your spine. Now hold on wine, took on wine, dip on wine, sip some wine, everybody wine. Let me see you wine, while you broke off your back, while you go break your spine.
Okay, so Andrea Williams is just coming on the comment stream and she's saying good night. It should be 50-50 since both parties work. Okay, Andrea, so what about if both parties don't work?
Why is agriculture month?
Put your hand in the air like
hand in the hair,
rock in the air like
rock in the hair,
rock in the air like
rock in the hair.
Everybody work, let me go.
To see hands up, with your fork, rags up, with your fork, hands up, with your fork, I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up, with your fork, rags up, with your fork, flags up, with your fork, I'll be about to do some God work. Well, I am a farmer with a plot of land, don't have no money to employ no man. So me and my wife, we don't spoil the sun.
What we do, you know?
No garden tools, every possession. But I got a fork, it does work good. This the best fork in the neighborhood. So right now I'm broke,
really broke,
and I need money. So no man in the world who could fork like me.
Whole
day I'm forking, whole night I'm forking. In the morning forking, in the evening forking. When it rain I'm forking, in the sun I'm forking. Thunderstorm I'm forking, every day I'm forking. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using. This is so confusing. People want the way I'm moving. People want the tool I'm using. People love the yard I'm using. Yes, this is so confusing. Well, I like the fork as a good worker. My favorite plant, banana sucker. Well, this woman asked me to come fork she land. She want to work with she lazy husband. I said, listen, lady, make a plenty ego. If I can't work with you, I have to say no. She said, tell me crazy. I don't understand. I said, I'm going to tell you straight. I don't fork with my.
Whole day I'm forking. Whole night I'm forking. In the morning forking. In the evening forking.
When it rain I'm forking. In the sun I'm forking. Thunderstorm I'm forking. Every day I'm forking. People want the way I'm moving. People want the tool I'm using. People love the yard I'm using. They say, we see so confusing. People want the way I'm moving. People want the tool I'm using. People love the
cheap.
People cheap.
That's a big mistake.
Big mistake.
You just buy them fork.
Buy them fork.
That Chinese make.
Chinese make.
You don't buy them thing.
Buy them thing.
Them thing is fake.
Them thing is.
But my fork is strong.
It does take long for break.
I want to see hands up with your fork. Rags up with your fork. Flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I see hands up with your fork. Rags up with your fork. Flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I just fork in the vicinity. Fork in everybody. Fork in the vicinity. Fork in everybody. Fork in the vicinity. Fork in everybody. Fork in the vicinity. Fork in. Where some people vex. They're writing letter.
Plenty.
That's a crazy ace. He getting vulgar. If you see the post
all over the place.
Facebook and Twitter. But they misinterpret. Cause it's agriculture. I want to see hands up with your fork. Rags up with your fork. Flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up with your fork. Rags up with your fork. Flags.
Oh look, it's time for me to let you know what I think about the topic. It's been a slow night. I think a lot of us, a lot of the listeners and contributors are out having a good time someplace. But so let me tell you what I think about the topic. I was lucky to not have had this debate so far in relationships, since we kind of automatically got into a rhythm, many people that I were involved in. You may not be that lucky. I suggest sitting and talking with your spouse or a significant other and working out who will handle what responsibilities. Come to an agreement and move on. Parties should commit themselves to honoring this agreement. That is not to say that if the male has all the yard work that he won't assist the female in the house. As to what responsibilities the man should shoulder, I believe that as the physically stronger of the two, generally speaking, that the male should handle the heavy lifting and strenuous work, while the female could reasonably be expected to do the lighter cooking and cleaning around the home. This does not, however, mean that during times of top-to-bottom cleaning, as we see here in Guyana where you clean the entire house, that the female should be expected to do it all without assistance. Also, even though, like some of our contributors posited earlier, that some women, or most women, I guess, I don't know, are capable of doing the heavy lifting, I don't think just because you're capable of doing it that they should have to do it. And, I mean, chivalry isn't there. I mean, yes, society has moved on, society is modern and all these things, but I still am of the opinion that it's not going to kill him to do some heavy lifting about the house. You know, I think that society has taken such a turn where, to some extent, a lot of women now are not only emotionally but physically stronger than some men. And I really can't say anything about it. But I definitely think that the truth should be shared. You should be able to sit and discuss with your partner. And it's amazing how many things can be solved with just a simple discussion. So sit down, talk with your partner, let him or her, let the two of you come to an agreement as to who's going to do what. Stick to it. I mean, not rigidly, but if you commit to doing the laundry, try your best to do the laundry. There may be instances where you're unable to do the laundry for whatever reason. And in such instances, I don't see anything wrong with the other party being able to come in and pick up the slack. After all, a relationship, I wouldn't say it's 50-50, but it's a partnership. It's a relationship where you complement and help each other. So if you can do the laundry one day, shouldn't be much of a problem for your spouse or your partner to do the laundry that day. And if your spouse can't sweep the yard one day, shouldn't be a problem for you to sweep the yard one day either.
Good luck. The inspector said, Rastaman, exit the car. Corporal, Sergeant's jump. He checked me pocket, me wallet, never once checked the car. Finally, when he stopped, I said, officer man, where's the reason for this? He said, I'm somebody just get kidnapped. That could not be a rat man. A rat get kidnapped.
That don't make sense. No nonsense. That don't make no nonsense.
let me remind you, if you're on Skype, the voice note files is now on Skype, which means you can call in live to the show and we can have a discussion. So in order for you to find us on Skype, just type in the voice note files, give us a call, and let's have a discussion.
Man appreciate any man try to leave the dance floor, and when they start winding, stand up and wait, huh. Calculate. Half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spinal milkshake. Hey. Because you got the bumper, turn it around. Your mother didn't mind you, turn it around. Look a man there behind you, turn it around. If it's your life, find you, turn it around. Me say your man never mind you, turn it around. Half of them want sign you, turn it around. Hold the crosses behind you, turn it around. Father got him design you, turn it around. I get busy when the bumper the shaking. No silicone, no inflating. When the gal in the dancer, I penetrating, anticipating, waiting. Only natural bumper I am dating. Look at the haters stand up and hating. Look at the man them a line up. Anytime you wind up, watch you.
Also, if you are someone that relies heavily on Wi-Fi to listen to the podcast and you miss an episode, you could always head on over to Spotify, look for the voice note files and download the latest episodes and take them if you want to go. So you could be in the bus on your way to work and you'll be listening to the voice note files podcast. Our episodes are also available on Facebook, of course, where they're broadcast live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. and on Anchor after the fact. So after we live on Facebook, a couple of minutes later to a half an hour, anywhere around the time, it is going to be up on Anchor, and it'll be up on Spotify shortly after it's up on Anchor. So you have lots of alternative means of listening to the Voice Note Files podcast.
Give me some folks and let me sing something now. The girl named Lily and she raising so. I give she more like a name Uncle Joe. I don't beat me lover, I am not Sanko. Bamboo fire get hot, make she say Mexo. She holla fi daddy like a Shelly G song. I said, girl, your daddy gone poor from John. No man lie down and man can function. This is not a folk song. Fine on me, then you over girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh. Come down, eh. Wine on me, then you over girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh. Come down, eh. She got the thing in she waistline. The way she move to the baseline. She never dance and waste time. Man get weak and them begging for ceiling. She start stick like the TV. Like scratch.
Tonight being our 1 month anniversary, or we'll be turning 1 month old tonight, I should have probably thought about doing a giveaway. What I am going to do though is sometime probably later in this month, I will do some sort of giveaway. And it will be only done on the live, so you will have to be tuned in to the live in order to benefit from whatever it is I'm giving away. I haven't decided what I'm going to give away as yet. It's not like I'm a millionaire, but I'll think of something.
She raising so. I give she more like a name Uncle Joe. I don't beat me lover, I am not Sanko. Bamboo fire get hot, make she say Mexo. She holler fi daddy like a Shelly G song. I said, girl, your daddy gone poor from John. No man lie down and man can function. This is not a folk song. Fine on me, bend over, girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh. Come down, eh. Wine on me, bend over, girl, I want you grind on me. Thing I want you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh. Come down,
The maximum we come from is not comedy to music. Uh-huh. What's music to comedy? So we give them the remedy. Quincy Ace. One time for the bass, alright. Back in the day we used to live Charlotte Street. Just learn to walk and speak. Me would a grab a bucket, two stick of milk in Nangan in the yard and beat. Miss Paul used to suck up shit heat. We didn't kick as the music sweet. You could hear me little voice in Regent Street, but I'm still in the game. On the stage I'm keeping the flame. Used to jam with Leanne and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell them music run in me vein. Yesterday and tomorrow again. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage and making me name. Used to jam with Leanne and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the parties insane. All right now, I was a little boy, I was naughty. Mirror on the foot while the girls them panty. I remember Miss Mackenzie caught me. Ishmael crew turned the class to a party. Copy plenty, sheet in a test. Radwell walk and a puff up in chest. Me and Nesta used to beat on the desk. And note a new singer deep up the best in the game. On the stage I'm keeping the flame. Used to jam with me on a chain. We used to make love nice in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell them music run in me vein. Yesterday and tomorrow again. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage and making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne.
So, I have a topic suggestion in here from one of our regular contributors. And I think I'm going to use this one for Monday. The topic is going to be, at what age should you allow your children to date? And why? Why would you say whatever age you're saying? I do not recall dating when I was a child. I guess, you know, like after school we'd hang out and do whatever, and chill or whatever, take a walk, probably going to get ice cream or lime in the park or something. But dating, I've never dated as a teen. I don't think up until I reached 19 or so, then probably I started dating. But as a teen in school, it's never happened. So that is going to be Monday's topic. At what age do you think your children should start dating, and why?
Jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the parties insane. All right now. Still in the game, I'm still in the. One more time for the bass when we sing, sir.
Hey, charge up. Hey, tell us like a charger. I want to come and plug in. That bumper need battery. I want to come and plug in. Mom and buy you iPhone. I want to come and plug in.
On the wall, on the road, let me go. Bring that girl with the big fat load.
Come and plug in, I bring that bumper. Come and plug in into my charger. Come and plug in, I bring that bumper. Come and plug in,
girl, I will charge you.
Come and plug in, I bring that bumper. Come and plug in.
Plug in, bring a girl with the big fat wine, let me plug in at the car drive.
Plug in, lock the foot up there.
Plug in, melt it back right here.
Plug in,
bring a girl with the big fat wine, let me plug in at the car drive.
Your bumper not starting, just plug in and get some charging. You could call on me anytime in the night, in the day and into the morning. Hey, charge it up on the road, look on the back and send me the code. If you buy charger in the Chinese shop, well, your bumper gonna overload.
Hey,
come and plug in, I bring that bumper. Come and plug in into my charger. Come and plug in, I bring that bumper. Come and plug in,
I love it, charger.
Come and plug in, I bring that bumper. Come and plug in.
Look at that. I almost skipped a voice note message like I did on Wednesday. So I'm going to play for you this voice note that came in even before the podcast aired tonight, so that you can, you know, listen to what this commenter has to say.
I come to charge up on y'all, I come to plug in. Winding up on y'all, I come to plug in. I come to charge up on y'all, I come to plug in.
Hey, y'all, tell them.
Plug in, plug in.
Alright, so I think when it comes to the household chores, like, the woman should be washing and cooking. However, I think the male could assist in terms of, like, washing wares and, like, sleeping out and wiping up and probably clearing up the place and stuff. On weekend, they could probably alternate it and do whatever they gotta do. But I think the chores should be shared among each other. It's in necessarily, but I ain't know what in particular should be shared, but it should be shared. Yeah.
All right, so sharing of chores is a must. I think the one common thread with every contribution tonight is that everybody agrees that the chores should be shared. So if you are in a relationship and your partner is not doing any chores, you may be a very kind person, because there are some females like that I know of, or would have been in at least one relationship where my partner didn't want me to do anything and I'm a man. If you're in a relationship like that and you're the one not doing anything, I think you should have a conscience and try to do something. Even if he or she insists that you don't do anything, I don't think anybody could be comfortable sitting in a house not doing anything. Well, I may not think so. I probably know of at least one or two people that would be. But that shouldn't be the case. Like I said, the relationship is a partnership. So you should be helping and complimenting each other. So this thing where you're not doing any chores, that's not going to work. And if you guys are constantly arguing about chores, take a day, half a day, half hour, however long, sit down and discuss with your partner, and you guys come to an agreement as to who's going to be doing what chores. Dom came in earlier with a voice note about some ladies wanting the man to do the chores outside the house, like, you know, the yard work and home repair and that kind of stuff, while they do the interior chores. And then still expecting him also to do the interior chores, but they don't want to contribute to the exterior chores. I think that is kind of a little biased, in terms of if he's doing the exterior chores and you're doing the interior chores, that's what you agree to. And you ask him to help out in the house, why is it that he can't ask you to help out in the yard? I mean, fair is fair after all.
It's a fun thing. Come in, I wanna ugly girl like me. Tell them we no wanna ugly girl wife. Come in, just a thing about the big me. Thing about the big me. Pretty girl, not on the.
Believe it or not, I just remember that most of the titles of the podcast episodes are Guyanese colloquial sayings. So for those of you who may be Guyanese and not know what it means, or those of you who are not Guyanese and definitely don't know what it means, It's simple. Hand wash and make hand clean. It means that cooperation gets things achieved. So just like you're washing your hands under the sink, one hand washes the other one and it gets clean. The help of your partner is essential in getting goals done, goals met as a couple or in a relationship. So that is what that that proverb means.
A girl fi model it, and if your girl fi fever as your battle sudden it, cow in a mix a model it, a pretty girl me toddle it, and if you want for road ugly boot I mean a paddle it, because cute girls with cute kids in my Benz in my ends and past ends and present tense and ugly girl have plenty cute friends. Me no want no ugly girl like me, tell them we no want no ugly girl wife, come me just a thing about the pretty. Pretty girl not on no ugly man wife, eh? Ugly man will give you plenty ugly picnic. So you better think about the picnic, ah. Think about the picnic, ah. Certain people only come for spoil your things. Ugly man will give you ugly offsprings. Me now want them type of girl for me ring. You better listen when the ace man a sing. She says she pretty but she favor creature. From your ugly well me never see ya. This is a lesson, ugly girl predictor. You are no girl, let's see what zookeeper. Come in, I want no ugly girl like me. Tell them we no want no ugly girl wife. Come in, just a thing about the pretty. Thing about the pretty, nah. Pretty girl, not on no ugly man wife. Ugly man will give you plenty ugly picnic. So you better think about the pretty. Thing about the pretty.
Nice clothes and my shoes brand new. I don't tie me myself before the club close, cause I know that we get curfew. I don't make up my mind to wipe on the girls, so when the Babylon pass through, I don't drink up the rum and brisk on the bumper fool when me quarter to two. So bartender bring the guy and his rum chaser, I bring some ice. When you know to yourself you're ugly like sin, but drink up, you're feeling nice. I don't get a sober person driving the car, I'm willing to take advice. I don't want to get in no accident, then answer to Jesus Christ. Put your hand in the air, oh gosh. Cause the night the party can done, the fight can done, the fun can done, the rum can done, no more. Hand in the air, oh gosh. Cause the night we fainting as one, the fight can done, the fun can done, the rum can done. Well, I know I was born to embrace the fun, it always was inside me. See me and my father and my grandfather got a party history. We just go to the club and buy a large bottle, don't leave till it empty. Well, you.
So while I was sitting here waiting for our new voice note messages to come in and regular messages for me to read live on the podcast, I was struck with the thoughts slash memory of a benefit of sharing chores, of helping each other doing chores together. Ladies, gentlemen, suppose, you know, let's say the wife does the cooking and she gets up morning and she's preparing breakfast. The male now has an opportunity that I think is a golden opportunity to help to nurture the bond between him and his spouse. He can get up and help her in the kitchen. I think that she would appreciate it, and it could be a fun experience. You guys can end up playing, laughing, You know, so I think that is a new, that is a, not a new, but that is a way, one way to look at chores, rather than looking at it as something tedious that must be done. Look at it as something that you could do together. And the more things that you could do together, the better. Doing any activity together helps to build bonds. So bond over your chores, something you have to do anyway. You know, because if you don't do it, your house is going to be a mess. Your yard is going to be a mess. So do it together, make it fun, and bond with your partner.
You see this year to next year, time like this, you can find we in the party. Put your hand in the air, oh gosh. Cause tonight the party can done, the fight can done, the fun can done, the rock can done. Hand in the air, oh gosh. Cause tonight we fighting as one, the fight can done, the fun can done, the rock can done.
If you're a young person who's not yet in a relationship, who's not yet married, I think if you're listening to this podcast, it will be of some benefit to you to start thinking about, you know, how to effectively get your chores done, because it's something you will have to do in your relationship anyway. So you have now, you could think about, you know, what chores you don't like doing at all and you would prefer your spouse to do. So that when you get into a relationship, you guys can sit down pretty early in the relationship or pretty early in the living home situation or married situation, say, look, I would like doing this. Are you okay doing that? And he can probably come back or she can probably come back and say, okay, I don't mind doing this, but I hate doing this. Could you do this? So you guys can, you know, barter with the chores.
Yo, Joey, you know we colorblind when it comes to our wine.
We have just about 3 minutes remaining in this episode. So as usual, I'd like to thank you all for contributing and joining me tonight. The Voice Note Files has now been in existence for 1 month. I'd like to thank you all once again for coming on this journey with me. It's been lots of fun and a pleasure. This is your host, Joel Frank, saying good night, and thank you for joining me tonight. Enjoy your weekend. And remember, one thing you will never have to contest. Right? The one thing you will never, ever have to contest are the prices at Diamond Optical. Their summer sale is still on, with 20% off all frames for students and teachers, contact lens giveaway, free strings for students, and 6 months credit with lifetime service. Check them out today. They are located on the third floor of the City Mall, or you can call to the telephone number 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. I don't think you could get a better deal than free lifetime service. For the lifetime of you owning your spectacles, you get free service. Think about it. It's pretty good. And 6 months credit. That's a really good deal. So I suggest that you support Diamond Optical, because Diamond Optical supports the Voice Note Files. All right, so good night to the Diamond Optical family. I don't think I said that, if you guys are listening. It's always a pleasure to have you on board.
Holy Wiz, Holy Wiz, Holy Wiz.
Once again, good night from the Voice Note Files. Do enjoy your weekend. Do, but don't overdo. I will see you Monday with Monday's topic, at what age should your child be allowed to date and why? This is your host, Joel Frank, saying good night.